Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Gastroesophageal reflux disease affects as many as one person in five. A team of researchers in Aberdeen, Scotland, reviewed the trials that compared surgical treatment with medical management, and Samantha Weilman tells us more.
Gastroesophageal reflux disease is also known as GORD. The most common symptoms are heartburn, acid regurgitation, and difficulty swallowing. Treatments cover a range of options, and for most people who have only mild symptoms, changes to diet or acid suppression tablets will probably be sufficient. These tablets are usually proton pump inhibitors, PPIs for short. However, patients with severe symptoms of GORD where PPIs do not work require an operation called a fund application. This operation involves wrapping part of the stomach around the lower part of the gullet or esophagus. Since the 1990s, this has been done by keyhole or laparoscopic surgery. However, it's unclear whether medical or surgical treatment is better for patients with persistent GORD whose symptoms place them in between the mild and severe groups. Therefore, we did our Cochrane review to compare medical versus laparoscopic fund application surgery with a particular focus on the effect on the patient's quality of life. We found that the fund application performed laparoscopically by keyhole surgery was more effective than medical treatment, at least for the first year after treatment. Whilst taking acid suppression tablets is generally assumed to be safe, PPIs can cause short-term symptoms such as headaches, diarrhea, and abdominal pains. More importantly, their long-term use may cause high blood levels of gastrin, known as hypergastrinemia, and conditions associated with persistent hypergastrinemia and low stomach acid levels have been linked to a long-term increased risk of gastric cancer. These risks have led to much interest in surgery as an alternative to the long-term use of acid suppression tablets, especially since the introduction of the laparoscopic fund application operation. This operation is thought to produce relief of GORD symptoms for over 90% of patients, but there are also concerns about its possible risks, as well as the general side effects of surgery. Therefore, choices between surgical and medical treatments need to be informed by evidence on their relative benefits and harms. Although there have been a number of studies comparing medical versus surgical treatment for GORD, only four studies, which involved about 1,200 participants, have looked specifically at the keyhole approach to fund application. These studies were published between 2005 and 2009 and took place across a number of international centres. Two were performed in multiple centres across the UK, one was conducted in 11 European countries, and the final study was done in a single centre in Canada. We were able to draw conclusions about the period up to 1 year after treatment. Our main finding is that there was significantly more improvement in both health-related and GORD-specific quality of life at 3 months and 1 year after surgery compared to medical treatment. All four studies showed that heartburn, reflux, and bloating were improved after surgery compared to medical treatment, although a small proportion of participants still had persistent difficulty with swallowing after the operation. The results also showed that complications after surgery were low, but not non-existent, and that the cost of surgery over 1 year is considerably higher than the cost of medical treatment. In summary, fund application operations performed by keyhole surgery were more effective at reducing the symptoms of GORD over 1 year, but little data are currently available to show whether these benefits are sustained over longer periods. We know that at least two of the four studies are following up participants over the longer term, and we hope that the next update of our review will provide a more conclusive answer as to which treatment is the best for controlling persistent symptoms of GORD.
The current version of the review and its future updates are available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.